You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Butch Wilkins. Ray, you look dangerously well.
I feel dangerously well, Alan. Yourself?
Average. It's been a long week.
Yeah, I can imagine. Those early get-ups, mate. You've done remarkably well. Was it 16 years, is it?
17.
17 years.
It's difficult when you get to bed at 12:30 and you're up at 4:30.
That's tough.
We soldier on.
I couldn't agree more.
Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. And, of course, we've got the Masters coming up. Fabulous. We've got the Grand National.
We talk about a Masters out.
The Premiership. Looks
at Dustin Johnson's bailing out, doesn't it? Falling down the stairs.
He's smashing into Rory.
And he's really struggling, apparently. Yeah.
Rory, and you shouldn't forget Spieth as well. Everyone seems to be forgetting Jordan Spieth.
And we've got, as Brits, we've got a fantastic contingent out there that are going to have a go.
Well, I've got the bet. I think Westwood will be the top Brit.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
I think a top 10, I think he's around 6-1. I think, and to be top,
his ball striking
is
magnificent, and if you can hold a few putts, mate.
Hold a few putts. My granny can pop better. Anyway, Up Front Alan Brazil, sponsored by Bet in Brazil. Now, Manchester United 1, Everton 1, another home draw for United.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Is this down to Mourinho, or is it down to Jose, or... are they just a bit unlucky?
I don't think some of the players are standing up, I've got to say. I thought Everton,
like who? Name names.
I thought Everton were very good. Lingard, for me, is not really there at the moment as a Manchester United player.
Take his pace away. You tell me, Ray.
Yeah, exactly.
You played with great players.
I really struggle to see it at the moment.
He's got to convince me as well how good.
And when you're flashing around in newspapers as well with big cars and what have you, and it's not envy talking, it's just keeping a little bit of a low key. If things aren't going that well, then just stay a little bit under the radar.
Yeah, you see them with the Bentleys and Selfridges bags and all that.
No need.
Baseball cap round the wrong way. Give us a break. It's not that about it.
No, right? I couldn't agree more. No, but they do have a bit of bad luck. But in saying that, they've created a few chances whereby they should have scored. You know, we've got these centre-halves. Rojo's goes up all the time. I don't know whether he's scared of messing his hair up, Al.
Everton goal. No, he's not bad. He's pretty tough sometimes. But what was he doing for the goal?
I don't
Jagielka.
Know.
Jagielka. And I look at the keeper as well. I thought, how does he not save that?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's
taken top keeper, by the way.
I think he's world class, but I think it's taken him by surprise as it comes back through his leg. So it all happens very quickly. But could he have come for the cross?
Yeah.
Don't know. But in saying that, Rojo should have done a lot better.
And then we have the Luke Shaw situation. Now, we spoke about this on radio, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And I was disappointed in Josie, but who was it today? Stuart Pearce, I think. I was talking to him, someone says, well, maybe Josie's told them privately a few times and he's not listening. So he's now come up publicly with it, but I'd rather he didn't.
From what I've heard of Jose, Al, he's very, very good at man management.
Yeah.
So I would imagine he has spoken to him on a couple of occasions. And if the penny's not dropping, then, you know, it's a shame because he's a fantastic football
player. For those
club.
Who don't know what Josie said, he basically said, when I put him on, he was right in front of the dugout, my side. It was his body, but it was my mind, my head, telling him when to go forward, when to get back, what to do. He said, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, it is, because it's quite derogatory as far as Luke Shaw's concerned.
Oh, his new nickname at the club is Bungalow. Nothing up top.
Well, it will be, Al. But, it's a very sad situation that he finds himself in, because he's very talented. But you know yourself, Al, when you go to these big clubs, it's not only about your football inability. It's about being able to handle the situation you find yourselves in and the club you find yourselves in. You know, when he was at Southampton, he was fantastic, the guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to win every week, whether it be playing one of the lesser sides or playing at Anfield. He didn't have to win. But when you play for Manchester United, you have to win every week, whether it's at Anfield, the Etihad, the Emirates, they expect you to win.
Yeah. So United won, Everton won. Great point for Everton.
Great point. Good performance.
United are still not dead and buried, are they? I looked at the table this morning, two games in hand. You know, they can still catch Arsenal, you know.
Goal difference is going to be a problem for them because they can't get the goals.
Mm.
When you think their record at home now is quite atrocious as far as draws are concerned. What is it, 9 or 10 now? They've drawn 9 or 10 games
crazy.
At home. Now, if you say we've even won half of them, there's another There's another 10 points.
Really? Do you know Rashford's not scored in the Premier since October? Or
I'm aware.
Is it September, October?
And Jose let that out as well. That's quite scary, that. That's quite scary. And he, you know, he gets himself in good situations, but he's not sticking the ball away.
I don't understand that. Even when I was at United, I wasn't exactly Dennis Law, but I still managed 26 games, 12 goals. But I can't imagine going that long as a centre-forward and not scoring.
Well, you know, you scored one in two.
Yeah.
Because you will get chances at Old Trafford because that's the way the game goes. And the way they're playing now, they're trying to be more expansive with Mourinho than they were with Van Gaal. Van Gaal thought you got, if you passed it and you got eight passes, that was a goal.
Yeah.
Well, it don't work that way. No. You've got to put the ball in the net.
But who else was scary? Well, not scary. Maybe I have to give Van Gaal a little bit of credit. His record in 24 games compared to Josie's and Davy Moyes, Van Gaal was the best.
Mm.
There was nothing in it with Josie.
No, that's
better than Davy Moyes. Nothing in it. But I think he was one goal ahead of Jose Mourinho. And that really surprised me. I thought, what? But anyway, Chelsea, you were there. You were at the Bridge last night.
I was at the Bridge last night.
City, tell me, played all right second half, didn't they? They come out and played City.
I tell you who did play well, it was Fabian Delph. Doesn't get a lot of outings for Man City, but he was very solid. I think he stuck him in there to go against N'Golo Kante because they're both energetic, and he held his own, no question about it. City were okay. They passed the ball well, but I look at City at the moment, and when I saw them last night, I thought, you've got to score three goals here if you're going to win this game because you're going to concede a couple.
Yeah.
They can't defend out.
No.
It baffles the
goal
line.
Goalie's got to go.
I've got to say, the first goal as well. I know there was a slight deflection out, but Caballero's got to do so much better than that. When it went in, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Honestly, absolutely. I was sitting there thinking, oh, Christ, gone straight at him.
Yeah.
And then it's in the back of the net. I don't think anyone could believe it was in.
He must change the goalkeepers. But I'm told Hart, no way, he's not coming back, no way.
Is that Joe's decision or Guardiola's?
Guardiola, I believe.
Guardiola don't fancy him at all.
And also, what did I hear? Joe will not go to Liverpool either. They're sticking with Mignolet.
Wow.
I heard that. Yeah, honestly, I heard that.
They obviously want to spend their money elsewhere, buddy.
So I thought it was all over. Chelsea 2, City 1, when Tottenham were losing 1-0.
Yeah.
And then amazingly, Tottenham come back with... you look at that Swansea 1, Spurs 3, you think... Oh, good performance. That's amazing. 1-0, how many minutes ago?
I think it was only a couple, wasn't it?
Tottenham got 3 in 7 minutes or something like that.
It was a bit of added time, wasn't there? But they
incredible.
Tottenham are... I love Tottenham. I think they're so attractive, the way they play.
Yeah.
And it doesn't surprise me, because they've got goals in them.
Yeah.
They've got creativity in them. The fella Son... You know, he works his socks off. He's lively. And
I need a bit of that ginseng he takes, by the way. Get me going in the morning.
Dele Alli. You know, he's always there to score a goal.
Yeah.
Eriksen's creativity is fantastic. Dembele's one
and
of the best midfield
players
in the
country. He'll be back for the Arsenal game as well, I'm told.
Really?
And probably back for the semi-final. Yeah.
But the semi-final now takes on a different slant because it's huge now.
Yeah.
It's huge. You know, Tottenham could actually stop Chelsea winning the double this year.
Yeah.
Because I think if they go past Tottenham in the semi-final, they'll win the double.
Are Tottenham thinking about a double?
Too far off, mate.
Yeah?
It's a three-game swing when you're looking 7 points. That's Chelsea to lose three, Tottenham to win every game, basically. I can't see Chelsea lose. Chelsea go away to Everton, go away at Old Trafford.
Arsenal at home, away to West Ham, London derby.
For me, Chelsea are going to stroll it.
Spurs at Watford. Let's look ahead now. Spurs won there. Won the last five games. Tottenham, Watford away from home, not my cup of tea. I think that's 3 points.
Yeah, it is 3 points, mate. There's no two ways about that. I
couldn't
agree more.
Against Hull. By the way, what about Hull last night?
Fantastic,
again?
Huh?
I think Burr are down. I think Sunderland have gone. Burr have gone.
I was delighted with Steve Agnew, though, out because... The one reason they've really struggled this year is scoring goals. What he did do last night, I know they conceded four, but he went 4-4-2. He stuck Gestede up with Negredo.
Gestede's second touch is a tackle.
Yeah, well, it is at the moment. He's a bit panicky.
At the moment, you had him, Reece. Oh, don't tell me you bought him.
No, we bought him. We bought him for a song. So, you know,
did
6
you?
Million he was, having scored 22 goals in the
maybe
championship.
Maybe I haven't, to be fair to him.
Honestly, he's one of the finest headers of the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
And then he missed an absolute sitter. at the weekend.
Yeah.
A sitter when the game could have been all over.
No, I agree that. And Villa did not play his strengths.
No,
when
he didn't.
You'd gone, get the ball wide, get it in the box.
Get it in the box.
Yeah.
And they're playing two up front, giving themselves a chance.
I shouldn't say that.
But Hull, you know, City playing at home.
Do you know that guy, the whole manager's not lost at home for 3 years?
3 years.
Can you believe that?
That's his record. Three years he's never been beaten at home. That's some record.
I know. So, I thought when he took the job, you're off your head. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. You're mad. You cannot. He's going to keep them up.
Isn't it strange? At this moment in time, the Portuguese managers seem to be coming to the fore. You know, Rangers have taken one. Caxera.
Well, he's no chance.
Well, he's no chance at the moment now, is he? You know, I was sitting there thinking yesterday, because I'm a Rangers man, obviously. I'm thinking Celtic could do 15 on the spin.
No, they won't. They don't.
Who's going to challenge?
Rangers.
Aberdeen won't have the finance. They've got a fantastic manager in Dan McInnes.
Rangers, the current board owners, forget them. They'll be out. They will be out within 18 months. So it'll be, what have they done so far, Celtic? Is it five or six?
I think they're five now. I think they're five.
Is it? But yeah. they will get to. I remember at Easter Road once as a young boy celebrating nine in a row. They'll get close to that, but 15, I don't think so.
I can't see anyone stopping them.
It's ridiculous for Scottish football.
It's a waste of time.
Up front with Alan Brazil, along with Ray Wilkins. Up front, Alan Brazil, sponsored by betonbrazil.com. So if you're not aware, it's the betting site for all sports, punters, great odds, markets, offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code Alan, capital A-L-A-N, 60. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter your promo code Alan60 on your first deposit, and we will match that deposit up to £60. Also, look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. So go on, sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only, offers for new customers only, and terms apply. Bet should be fun, so please gamble responsibly. Right, Ray, let's have a wee look forward again. Looking at, I was going to say Liverpool, but Liverpool slipped up badly, didn't they? About Bournemouth at Anfield. Why are they struggling, Ray?
But when you think of the top six clubs, when you look at the top six, they're sitting top of the pile. They play against the lesser lights, and when anyone sits in against them and hits them on the counter attack, they're vulnerable.
Yeah,
really vulnerable. They went a goal down again yesterday. They managed to claw themselves back to get in front, and then they lose a goal right to death.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not a good result. And when you look at it, they've played more games than anyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
More than the Arsenal. They've played two more than the Arsenal.
And United.
They've got the points.
Yeah.
You know, Arsenal have to win them both if they're going to get anywhere near them. Goal difference is going to come into this, Al. Manchester United are sitting there. Everton are too far behind, play two games more than anybody else.
Yeah.
So that's a real problem for them. But I think we've still got six teams in it.
What about West Ham as well? I didn't expect them to get anything at Arsenal.
I fear for West Ham.
Slaven looks a broken man to me, Ray, and I don't like saying that. But
I like him. I think he's been really good for our game now. I've really liked Slaven and the way that he's approached it. I thought his stance with Payet was fantastic. I love the way he went about that. And I think he's gained a lot of respect from us football people. So I was really chuffed with him. But my word, Al, they play 31 games now, 33 points. You know, we are 28, so they're five in front.
Yeah. Well, going to level games
as well with Swansea.
Well, West Ham, Swansea, they cannot get beat by Swansea at Stratford in London, surely.
Well, for both of them, this is the game of the weekend for me.
Yeah.
You know, this is a do or die game, this. You know, if West Ham win, they'll be quite comfortable, one would have thought. If they were to get beat, they are in the mire. Doesn't even bear thinking about them.
I've got a load
beat.
Of West Ham friends as well. They're panicking. What about on the Sunday, Everton-Leicester? Now, what a story Leicester is again, isn't it? And then next week, I think Wednesday, they've got Atletico, haven't they?
Yeah.
What a story this is.
It is.
Ray, it baffles you, doesn't it, with players? Look, all the money you get, all the flash cars they get, don't get caught. I was there once and felt, you know, king of whatever. You know, I felt I was untouchable at times. But really, Leicester, how they performed under Ranieri and what they're doing now is a disgrace, really.
It is a disgrace. It's a bit like Chelsea last season under Mourinho. This is very, very similar as to what's happened. And it really galls me a touch, I've got to say. Craig's done a magnificent job, don't get me wrong. But he's probably gone back to basics, doing what they did last year when they won the league. Mm-hmm. He's not tinkered with anything. 4-4-2. Ndidi has been a good sign-in at 15 million in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
Scored a great goal at the weekend. Now he looks okay. All of a sudden, they were sitting above, just above the bottom three.
Yeah.
They're halfway in the league. They're 11th.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Coasting. Mm. Playing some good football, winning comfortably.
And with Athletic,
I think it's
going to
be one too many, I've got to say.
But they're not away from home first.
Yeah, but they've got to be in the tie come the second game. You know, Atletico at home and the stadium is magnificent as well. There's a great atmosphere in there, and it's going to be a hell of a game. So they have to come back to get, you know, still be in the tie, and they might have half a chance.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't put it past Atletico to win at Leicester as well.
Ray, on the Saturday, just before we move on,
Bournemouth
Chelsea. Is there a chance Chelsea can slip down there?
No, because Bournemouth play football. And anyone that plays football against Chelsea leaves themselves open at the back end. They're so quick on the counter-attack, it's almost embarrassing. And I expect Chelsea to win there quite comfortably.
United go to Sunderland. Davy Moyes in the papers for all the wrong
reasons.
They're down now. They've had it. Will he get bombed, you know, with a slap? I'll give you a slap. The problem with the female reporter.
So many things now in this world of ours get blown up right out of proportion now, and I think this is just another one of those, to be perfectly honest. I remember when my daughter went to work in a brokership and she said, "Dad, I'm working with 100 blokes, only four girls on the same floor." And I said, "And?"
Yeah.
And she went, "Well, I'm going to get some grief." I said, "Give it him back."
Yeah.
David was out of order saying he's going to give her a slap.
But everyone laughed and she laughed.
It was jocular.
So here we go. Palace against the Arsenal. Once again, what is wrong with Arsene Wenger? Last night he was asked, and he said, "I'll tell you when it's right, when the time comes." It's just driving people mad.
It's not right, is it?
I think for sure I'd put money on he stays for another 2 years.
I'm told he's staying for 2 years.
Yeah.
Another 2 years.
He must have a rhino.
He must have a skin of a rhino, mate, because the grief he's taken, banners everywhere, that's a tough gig.
Yeah.
But he does have the skin of a rhino.
So looking at the table, Arsenal in fifth. Game in hand, so they can close they can close to 1 point on City, winning the game in hand. But United are alongside them now as well, aren't they? Same point.
But if they'd have gone for City at the weekend, they might well have pulled that off.
And if City had gone for them as well, no one went for the win.
Do you know what? I just thought the two of them sat back and thought, just as long as we don't get beat, this works. It don't work. When you're in that top notch and you've got to go for something, go for it.
Yeah, I agree. Ray, look at the table. Who's your team that have been extraordinary? You know, you look at that. Forget
West
the top.
West Brom for me.
West Brom, that eighth, aren't they? 44 points. Seven behind Everton. West Brom, for me, cannot finish any higher than that.
No,
impossible.
I couldn't agree
Everton,
more.
Everton, Man United, Arsenal, City, Liverpool, Spurs, Chelsea above them. They can't get in amongst them.
I couldn't agree more. And when you think of the financial aspect of West Ham United as well, they would be, for me, above West Brom. But they're not, because they haven't performed. But they do have the financial clout to be a much higher team than what they are. West Brom, for me, have been the team of the season, to be perfectly honest. For them to finish eighth is phenomenal.
Yeah. Southampton, again, not bad. They sell all the best players. They're just buying them in ninth.
He's done a wonderful job, Puel.
Yeah.
He's come
Didn't
in.
Know him when he came.
No, me neither. And I was very critical of that situation now, because we've got some wonderful coaches in this country who aren't given an opportunity. But in all fairness, that guy's come in, Puel, and they sell player after player after player. He gives a lot of young men an opportunity as well, which I love.
Yep.
Good luck to him. They're doing well.
Mark Hughes, Stoke City. Just slipped lately. But again, comfortable. 36 points, same as Leicester. One behind Watford, Southampton. A little bit of a gap, 8 points to West Brom. But Stoke, they finish midway, mid-table. They're happy, aren't they?
They're happy. And I think what Mark's done there, he's trying to change the the opinion of a lot of people with the way they play as well. He's bringing in players that want to play football. He's got strikers that are
Arnautovic
extremely.
Is a decent player.
He is.
Walters puts himself
he's
about.
He's got a temperament about him, that Arnautovic, which I love. I've got to say, I love that little bit of arrogance, but I hope he's different off the pitch, I've got to say, because you'd give him a slap. But
steady, David.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, you're spot on. But you're spot on. They've got some good players, mate, and they're better than 12th. Stoke for me.
What about, okay, so I think we're saying Sunderland, Middlesbrough, with the great respect to Borough, they're gone for me. Who is it? Swansea, Hull, Palace, West Ham. Who's going down?
Well, you've got Sunderland, Middlesbrough going down. I've got a little feeling that West Ham will beat Hull City for me. Are the team that are really showing a little bit of grit.
Yeah.
That where they're prepared to go and sacrifice themselves and get a few results. I think it's going to be Swansea, Middlesbrough, Sunderland.
Do you? Yeah, who's there at the moment?
Yeah, I do. Because I think West Ham will beat Swansea at the weekend. And once it comes on you, Al, as well, and you think, oh, Christ, we're in the bottom. It's an amazing thing when you just come across that line and you go into the bottom three. You think, wow, where's the next point coming from? We're away at West Ham at the weekend. We have to win.
And you think just finally, Ray, Palace, Sam, he's got them going now. I know they lost at the weekend, but he's got them going now. You know, Selhurst, they're hard to beat. He's not conceding now.
When he took that squad over, Al, with the utmost respect to Sam, you or I could have taken that team over and got them out of that situation. Because there's better players there than their position was shown at the period.
Yeah.
But they just needed a wind-up. Excuse me. And Sam's the type of guy that can wind them up.
Yeah.
So they should be where they are, but much higher.
Yeah. Ray, once again, caught just whizzed by that 20-odd minutes. Thank
That's
you.
That's always a pleasure,
You're
buddy.
You're going for a bit of sun, aren't you, the next few days? Have a great time.
I am.
I was up front with Alan Brazil and Ray Wilkins. Thank you, pal.
My pleasure. Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.